So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 10. I'm not qualified to speak about Srimati Radharani, so I'll speak.
I didn't choose another verse.
We'll try to speak something, and something which might be relevant for today. Not so much. Okay. We read text 21 and then we'll read the Sanskrit for text 22. So text 21, we'll just read the translation. Thereafter, when Ravana, the king of the Rakshasas, observed that his soldiers had been lost, he was extremely angry. Thus he mounted his airplane, which was decorated with flowers, and proceeded toward Lord Ramachandra, who sat on the effulgent chariot brought by Matali, the chariot driver of Indra. Then Ravana struck Lord Ramachandra with sharp arrows. Text 22.
You are the stool of the man eaters.
Rakshasas.
Yad.
Yad.
Because.
Naha.
My. Kanta.
Kanta.
Wife.
Asamaksham.
Helpless because of my absence.
Helpless because of my absence.
Asata. By you the most sinful. Abhagrita,
was kidnapped. Shvavat,
like a dog who takes food from the kitchen in the absence of the proprietor.
Because you are shameless.
Palam Adya.
I shall give you the result today.
Jugupsitasya.
Of you, the most abominable.
Yachami.
I shall punish you.
Kalaiva.
Like that.
Kartu. Of you who are the performer of all sinful activities.
Alam Yadirya.
But I, being omnipotent, never fail in my attempt. Translation of word of the Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Ramachandra said, Ravana, you are the most abominable of the man-eaters. Indeed, you are like that stool. You resemble a dog, for as a dog steals eatables from the kitchen in the absence of the householder. In my absence, you kidnapped my wife, Sita Devi. Therefore, because Yamaraj punishes sinful men, I shall also punish you. You are the most abominable, sinful, and shameless. Today, therefore, I, whose attempt never fails, shall punish you. Purport. Nachadaivat parambalam. No one can surpass the strength of the transcendence. Ravana was so sinful and shameless that he did not know what the result would be of kidnapping Mother Sita. the pleasure potency of Ramachandra. This qualification of the Rakshasas. Asatyam apatishtante chagatya purkanishvaram. The Rakshasas are unaware that the Supreme Lord is the ruler of the creation. They think that everything has come about by chance or accident and that there is no ruler, king or controller. Therefore, the Rakshasas act independently as they like, going even so far as to kidnap the goddess of fortune. This policy of Ravana's is extremely dangerous for the materialists. Indeed, it brings ruin to the materialistic civilization. Nonetheless, because atheists are Rakshasas, they dare to do things that are most abominable, and thus they are punished without fail. Religion consists of the orders of the Supreme Lord, and one who carries out these orders is religious. One who fails to carry out the Lord's orders is irreligious, and he is to be punished. The story of Ravana is very interesting. And we should learn from this story that it's not a good idea to try to steal Sita. It's funny because Ravana already had many wives. But still it wasn't enough. He never had enough. He was always hankering for more. And this is somehow material consciousness. You always want more. Apparently they asked one billionaire how much you, I don't remember the name, some Rockefeller maybe, somehow. And they asked how much money you need to be happy. Because you would think you go to this billionaire and you say, he'll say, yeah, maybe from $2 million on you're good. $2 million, you're good. And then he said, 10% more than I have now. That's what you need to be happy. So he didn't have enough. He said, okay, if I have 10% more, then I'll be happy. Of course, never. So this is material consciousness, always more and more and more, more, more and more. And actually everyone has a certain quota. We learn from the beginning of the Shish Upanishad that everyone has his quota aside. Everyone is given something. And we should just be happy with what we get. We just, like here in the temple, we don't get so much. We just get only 3 meals a day. And cake only 2 times per day or something. So we don't get so much, but we're humble. Okay, we're renounced. We can't buy with what we have. We're discussing with the Bhakta woman. Actually, if you see how many Grihasthas live the way we live in the temple, like maybe they sleep, they have bigger rooms or bigger beds and so on, but if you see what they eat, they don't eat like we do. Is it true? No, because nobody eats the way we do, so they don't have time. They are just running around and then they put frozen veggies from the fridge and then they mix it and that, if they cook at all, you know. Anyway. So it's, so everyone has a quota. And Ravana, he had some big quota. Everything was out of gold in his city, you know. He had a city from gold, you know. He had so many, everything. He was not happy. He was like, more. So I want to see that. And everyone was telling him, this is not good. No, even demons was like, come on, this is too much, you're pushing it. And I said, no, I want. Sometimes we have these material attachments that we know that they are going to bring our destruction. But like, I want. Yes, it's not good, but I want. So Ravana had this brother, Vibhishan, who was a devotee. He was telling him so many times, oh, no, come on, just Don't steal Sita. And after he stole Sita, before the war, just give Sita back. Don't destroy everything. You know? It's like, no. That's what material attachments do to us. They make us destroy everything. You have some attachments and then we're completely destroyed because we're running after these attachments. So we say, okay, I mean, we're not trying to steal Sita, so what's the relevance? Yeah, I'm not trying to steal Sita. And then we have this story of Srila Prabhupada on this beach in India, probably in Juhu, and with this millionaire. This industrialist, and Srila Prabhupada was asking, so how you, what kind of business do you do? So yeah, I manufacture glass. Okay, good. What is glass produced from? Oh, glass is produced from sand. Oh, nice. And where do you get the sand? And this was pious Indian, so he said, yes, I take the sand from Bhagavan, from Krishna. And then Prabhupada instantly said, so you're stealing from Krishna? And he was like, yeah, and then he was then I heard some versions of this story, and then she was a bit upset, and he came back after some time and said, but Prabhupada, I also give you charity. And then Prabhupada looked at him, oh, then you're a small thief. Also give some. So this is the principle. So, sometimes we can think that maybe sometimes we're also stealing some things from Krishna. Because maybe not like Ravana, still a bit. And the whole Vedic culture is meant to teach us that I don't mean Bhagavad Gita, before Bhagavad Gita, the whole Vedic culture is meant to teach people that actually there is this principle that everything belongs to Krishna and some others. And then there's someone else more stronger than you, or you have an authority. There is this book which was never published by Ahmadasva Prabhu. Ahmadasva Prabhu is a devotee from India. He was a friend of Suvatra Maharaj, so the devotees in Romania had this book in some versions, which was not this devotee has a very interesting life because he's from India. And like here, if you're interested in spirituality, you will go to all the yoga studio, you will go to the Buddhist clubs, you will check, you know, like most of many of the devotees before coming to Krishna consciousness, they tried, they went to the yoga clubs, because they were attracted spiritually, they went to the Buddhist clubs, they went to the whatever you find in the West. You have to think that in India you find a bit more variety than here, a lot more. So this devotee, before meeting Srila Prabhupada, he tried quite a lot of things. He started with the Tantra. So Tantra is mostly trying to control energies. And this left hand, Tantra and the right hand Tantra. And the left hand Tantra means you try to control it by your own power somehow. And the right hand Tantra is what you teach by doing left hand Tantra. What you actually learn. And he was trying, he met these people who were in the cemeteries and doing these crazy rituals and controlling minds. And I mean, it was really interesting. And then he met these tantrics, and they told him that actually, you know, whatever I do, there's someone more powerful than me. So after trying to control lots of energies,
you would get to this conclusion, that the devil is someone more powerful than you. And there were also these yogis, you met also a lot of yogis, who would acquire some mystic powers. And then, after these yogis would know that, okay, on this level in Himalayas, we have some powers, but there is upper level where they have more powers, and sometimes if they want, they will just take all our mystic powers because they have more. So, the whole idea of this is that to understand that no matter what you do, there's someone more powerful than you. And then if you practice for a lot of time these latent tantras and you try to control energies, you get to right-hand tantra, where you understand, oh, there's already someone more powerful than me. So why not just worship this person and get the get some benefits? So that's how people get to worship Durga Devi, usually Durga Devi in different forms, from the most tamasic to the most sattvic. So the whole idea is that you start to understand there is some authority, there's someone. Like in this verse, Srila Prabhupada calls these words from the Bhagavad Gita, that people nowadays, they think that there is no authorities, you know. Like, I can do whatever I like. And this whole Vedic system teaches you that there is some authority. And if you don't behave, you will have a problem. So that's the idea. You get to write another, and eventually you get to you worship higher forms, and eventually you get to worship Krishna. You understand that there is Krishna, and this is a really long process which we cannot do in Kali Yuga. This devotee somehow he did all this. He was really fast. He was understood, and then he met Srila Prabhupada. And he became a normal devotee. He was a swami when he took sannyas before meeting Srila Prabhupada. Not the initiation, and on his initiation day, Srila Prabhupada had a list of names: Bhakta Joe, Bhakta George, Bhakta whatever, and Atmananda Swami. And the Prabhupada, is a swami? And then he changed his name to called him Atmatattva Prabhupada. So that's the idea is that the whole Vedic culture is bringing us to this idea that we should understand that everything belongs to Krishna and we should not try to steal Sita Devi. And this will learn very fast if we read Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada came to the West and he didn't give so many information because it's really in Kali Yuga who can try all these paths and follow these rules and regulations for this tantra, the tantra, which is a lot of rules actually. And there's a lot of, like for example, even the people doing left-hand tantra, they knew that they have to follow four regulated principles. They knew that you cannot play with energies if you don't follow at least these rules. So anyway, Srila Prabhupada gave us the message directly, yeah, like Lord Chaitanya gave the message directly, and we should, and the message is in these books. And yeah, I'll skip this video, I will talk about this video maybe next time. There's some devotees made some nice video from, there's some recording from Srila Prabhupada, and actually, it's 1 minute, it's not so much. And I'll just read the transcription. It's about reading Srila Prabhupada's books, the importance of that. He said, Srila Prabhupada says, if you don't read, then you will feel restless. Oh, let me go to Japan, from Japan to India, from India to Japan. You are restless because you don't read. I'm laboring so hard for you, but you don't take advantage. Don't take advantage of eating and sleeping. Take advantage of these books. Then your life will be successful. My duty, I have given you so valuable things day and night, try to convince you, each word to word. And if you don't take advantage of this, then what can I do for you?
So yeah, this, these books are so amazing that Srila Prabhupada used to say that if someone reads, I don't remember which books exactly, it's Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Nectar of Devotion, Bhagavad Gita, and I think something else, he has no choice but to become a devotee. And then he will not... and then if he will not steal from... he will not try to steal Sita. So, so the lesson here is that we should not try to steal Sita. We should try to serve Sita. And also we should try to serve Sita together with her husband. There's also there's this principle of Lakshmi Narayana. And many people try to have many things in this material world. And they try to have them by, sometimes they even worship Lakshmi. But Lakshmi, she's like, she's one of her name is Chanchala. And she's just restless. She comes to give them some wealth for some time, and then she just goes away. Okay, you have 1 year, you were rich, now finish. Like this lottery, when these people who win the lottery, they usually in 1 year they are bankrupt. That's their start, they made that this. And the intelligent way is just to try to please Krishna, actually. Because if Krishna is pleased, then his wife is also there. Because Lakshmi Devi is wherever Krishna Lord Narayan is. And Sita is always there if Lord Ramachandra is there. So if you want to have Sita in your house or around you, then you have to work to please Lord Ramachandra. Simple principle. You can see this Madhava, for example, means the husband of the goddess of fortune. So it's simple. You please Madhava, you have the goddess of fortune also coming. It's that we experience sometimes in Sankirtan. So we just try to please Krishna, and people just throw money at you, you know, for some reason. I thought were Thursday in Maribor, it was so many people. It was packed. And after some time, I stopped a young man and offered him a book. And he was like, oh, I have this one, I have this one, oh, this I don't have. He didn't have cash, so he said, okay, I'll take this one, I just go to the ATM and take some money. Okay, no problem. And, you know, there was a queue at the ATM, so I didn't want to wait. So I stopped the next person. So I stopped him, and he was like older, like 40-year-old, well-off gentleman. Yeah, not a gentleman. I talked to him, and he's like, yeah, these books, and this and that. And we just asked for the donation. And then this guy comes back from the ATM and gives me a 20. Euro bill. So, okay. No, usually young people, they give you, they just throw some coins at you. You're really lucky if they give you some coins. So this guy gives some 20 and you're like, okay. No. And then I give him a few more books. And then go back to the other, the one, and he was like, well off, you know, he was good. This young guy gave a 20, I have to give one. So he opened his wallet and was like, it was really hurting. Like, Manchita Prabhu says to people when they ask how much they should give you, that you should feel a bit of pain when you give. Just enough that you feel a bit of pain, you know, like, you don't really want to give.
so she was like sitting like this, and I said, yeah, he's okay, but if he's Europe, okay, I can give more than this young man. So anyway, like 5 minutes, I got to the urologist. Yeah, I gave them some books first. That's this principle. I always experience this in my life, that whenever you try to serve Krishna, Krishna will give you everything, whatever you need. So yeah, that's mostly the idea. So we should not try to steal Srimati Radharani from Krishna. We should try to serve Radha Krishna. And of course, mostly they say that if you want to discuss 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you should be liberated. So this is a quite high consciousness to serve Radha Krishna. And but it's easier to serve Radha Krishna through Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Mahayana, which is not different, but it's just a lot easier. And that's a simple way to serve Lord Chaitanya, Yaradeva, Tareka, Krishna, Padesha, Maragya, Guru, Anantarayadesha. Whoever you meet, you just tell them something about Krishna. Or if you don't know too much, you just give him a book there.
Read it, you have to read it.
And yeah, so we have this very simple program. We call it Eat, Sleep, Preach, Repeat. This is the original program from Lomanchita Prabhu. We actually have Eat, Sleep, Read, Chant, do some services, and preach, repeat. That's our actual program. And if we do this in very short time, if we serve Lord Chaitanya, in very short time we will be able to associate with Radha Krishna. I had this experience when we were in Vila Vrindavan. We went there, and I was looking at the deities there, Shishi Radha Vraja Sundara. And they are really nice. Our deities today. I really felt that they were looking like, I know you. You have done something for me. So that's more or less the qualification. That if you do something for Lord Chaitanya, Radha Krishna will say, yes. Come. We know you. That's maybe the qualification. And yeah, then if we do, we serve Lord Chaitanya, then short time we'll be able to serve Radha Krishna. Of course, we know what short time means in universal, but in very short time. Stop here. If there's some questions, comments, concerns, complaints.
Thank you for the lecture. It's this big demon Ravana. You said he's so powerful, but he has to surrender ultimately. And probably in your experience, you had also some, not good behavior distributing the books, and how? I distributed books, and sometimes the karmi were, I ask you how to defend from how this approach. I was also distributing books. Sometimes they are not so nice. How to be fans from, you know, attack or something like this.
Usually they are not so bad. They are not. I mean, I'm distributing at least 6-7 years, and nobody physically attacked me.
Yes.
They just say sometimes in Slovenia, and probably in Italy, people are maybe in Italy not so much.
Yeah, more physical.
No, but in Slovenia, and people are really polite. And even if they tell you to go away, they are like, hola, hola. That's their way of to say, just go away, just leave me alone. That's the toughest they can get. No, I mean, sometimes they get just a bit tough. But
how is it in Romania?
In Romania, they are, it depends. Some parts, if you go closer to Bucharest, then they will be like, why don't you get a job? Why don't you get something useful in your life? But I know Prabhupada would compare this with a doctor who is treating a patient who is, has this some mental disease, and he's like, you know, like the doctor doesn't take him seriously. You know, like he's like, okay, we just want to cure him, and that's it. And really, what first thing you learn if you go to Sanketan, or you should learn if you want to survive, since Madras Parashastu Kandaya Shitoshna Sukada Gama Payunitas Tamstitik Shastra Vara. No matter what they do, you don't care. You know, like you have. Like Maharaj says, we usually have this for Bhagavatam, but you should have this, you go on the street. They say something, it goes here, and it goes off here. So, like, no matter what they say, you don't take it personally, because it's not about you. They have no idea who you are. And like, many times, how can you take them that personally, because they don't know who you are. Do they know who you are? I mean, it's not about you, it's just the crazy things, you know, crazy ideas they have in their minds. So whatever they speak, you're like, yes, and you go to the next one, no problem. Who cares, you know, what they think. So this is the first thing you have to learn. And this is easy, you learn it very easy if you go to Sankirtan. Hello, so, and not so attached to results, you know. So what? I mean, this is karma yoga. Karma yoga means beginning idea of karma yoga means I'm doing my duty. It's not a matter of result. Of course, I mean, if I do my duty properly, there will be some results eventually. But it's not a matter of results. So I'm doing my duty. Okay, today my duty is to go to train station. I don't like train station. Some people don't like train station. But today I'm going to train station. No, I'm good. Oh, hello, you want a book? I'm trying my best, you know. And at the end we're like, okay, we read so many books. Hare Krishna. And then the next day you go in Maribor and you're flying, you know, like everyone, because hello. Okay. First day 10 books, then next day 50. Okay. You're just doing your duty. So that's the second thing you can learn. If you have this, then there's some other. And then you learn also how to pray. Because it's really good that if you go to Sankirtan and you go and nobody is there, and you meet these people like, whoa. Then you learn to pray, oh Krishna. I mean, I'm coming, I came here, I was doing my duty, but please also help, maybe. So this is maybe three basic things that you can learn really easy. This, you can do it. You just don't take them seriously. You don't care, you know, like, of course, like I said last time, you have to say something nice about them. You can say, we're meeting all the nice people today.
you try it. You'll see that you meet nicer people on that day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Jai Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.